You are listening to The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
Hello, this is Matthew Childs.
And I'm Cindy Parakill.
Standards. Well, they affect all of us, every day, everywhere. By defining good practice, they help people, organisations, the economy and society do things better.
And every year, standards-making bodies around the world publish thousands of them for all sorts of things. For some of the big stuff that affects all our lives, like ISO 22000, an international standard that helps food producers and suppliers around the world manage risks and keep our food safe.
And it's not just the big stuff, it's the small stuff too. There's a standard for pen caps, which reduces the risk of asphyxiation if children accidentally swallow pen caps. Amazing, really.
And then there's everything in between, from standards that help organizations protect customer data and strengthen cybersecurity, to those that guide the safe and effective use of AI in medical devices, to those that ensure the cables that charge our smartphones work reliably.
In fact, if you viewed the artwork for this podcast episode or taken a photo on your smartphone today, you've likely relied on JPEGs, all made possible by the standard ISO IEC 10918 that defines how these images are compressed and displayed worldwide.
And standards like these are made by standards makers. Tens of thousands of people from around the world who get together to agree good practice to the way things are made and done. All helping to make life easier, safer, and more enjoyable.
Now, this episode of The Standard Show is my conversation with one of those standards makers, Nika Pierkut. Nika is an electronics engineer with the LPA Group, a UK engineering company that designs and supplies LED lighting, electrical systems, and components for sectors including transport, defence, and infrastructure. In 2025, she represented the UK, BSI and its partners on the IEC Young Professionals Programme, the prestigious professional development initiative that brings together the next generation of expert engineers, technicians and managers from around the globe. I spoke to Nika about why she is a standards maker, the impact it's having on her career and her advice to anyone looking to get involved in standards. At the time of recording, she was a few days away from starting a new job, moving from Nidec Drives to the LPA Group. So I started by asking Nika about the day-to-day activities in both her current and future roles.
I am a power electronics engineer, and I graduated the University of Nottingham in 2020 with Masters in Electrical Engineering and Renewable Energy Systems. After that, I joined Nidec Drives as a graduate engineer, and 2 years after that, I became a full power electronics engineer, and I've been promoted to senior like a month ago. And in my everyday job, I design electrical drives, and I am responsible for the full development cycle, so from component selection to schematic design, PCB design, then prototyping and testing, and then finally leading on into the full production.
So in terms of your current job and your future job, really, what does that involve or will involve on the sort of day-to-day?
So I would say every day could be very different. So on the early stage of development, that would be doing a lot of research, talking with the suppliers and looking at single components, looking at the data sheets and choosing the best components and the best topology to my design. But it could also be collaborating and leading with various other engineers, so like with mechanical team, with software team, with manufacturing team, to make sure that design we are doing, to make sure that everyone is aligned and that we can actually produce the drive we are trying to design. And then also a big chunk of my job will be spent in a lab on a workbench, working with three-phase, usually with three-phase voltage, and conducting a lot of various tests, making sure that the product I design is safe, reliable, and actually works.
And in terms of standards then, Nika, how important are standards to your job?
So standards are present on every step during the design process in my job. So At the stage of component selection, I make sure that they comply with various standards. When I design a PCB, I do it according to IPC standards. I also use the drive standards to derive creepage and clearances for the PCB design. And then they also play a massive role during the testing because they dictate what kind of tests to do, at what levels, and what is considered pass, what is considered fail, to make sure that the drive is reliable, it complies with the EMC, and that is safe for the user.
So standards, you're using standards on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, pretty much every day.
And in terms of then your standards making, Nico, what standards are you involved with or will you be involved with?
So my standard making journey, I would say it's just beginning. For 5 years, I've been a standard user, and I didn't even think I could become a standard maker because up until quite recently, in my mind, people who are writing standards, I always thought about them as like gray-haired, tenured professor or engineers with 30-plus years of experience. So I didn't think someone my age could be involved in making standards. And that all changed when I became a young professional representing United Kingdom in New Delhi on the general meeting. And over there, I've seen a lot of people my age excited and about the standards who are also working on developing them. I also realize that something that as a standard user didn't even cross my mind. So I realized the tremendous amount of work of hundreds of volunteers who work every day to make those standards happen, to write them. So following that enthusiasm and that meeting, I decided to become one of the standards makers. So I had a few chats with various committee managers, and I am hoping to soon join a working group that is writing a standard for more inclusive PPE, protective equipment, and this is something that's very close to me because as a woman working in male-dominated field, quite often getting PPE in my size is a challenge. I'm not saying it's not there. I'm just saying that you need to go extra length to get it. For example, getting the safety shoes or protective glasses or gloves for me in my current job, we needed to look for different than usual suppliers to obtain those items for me. And I think that it's not just my problem because people come in a lot of shapes and a lot of sizes. So working on the standard that ensures PPE is inclusive is something that's very close to me and something that I hope we'll be involved in soon.
So this is interesting. You're getting involved in an area of standardization that's not directly related to your engineering, but obviously how you're able to carry out your job.
Yes. So this area is not directly involved in my field. However, it concerns me as in my everyday job as me being an engineer. And I think I can really make a difference, not just for me, but for all women and all people working in this field. So even though it's not directly related to electrical engineering, it is related to me.
Now, you mentioned there the IEC Young Professionals Programme, and I want to come back to that. But first, you said you were early on in your standards journey. You know, what have been your motivations for getting involved?
Firstly, seeing all those young professionals and their enthusiasms and while being involved really pushed me into looking for my own place into the standard making world. But mostly, I think it's only fair. Because as a standard user, for 5 years, I've been using various standards and benefiting from them. So I think it's only fair if I give back to the engineering community as a volunteer.
Now, you mentioned that you've been on the ICN Professionals Programme, which is a week-long programme where you're representing the UK, representing BSI and its partners. Just tell us about that experience. You know, how was it for you?
So the whole experience was great. There was over 90 young professionals from 37 countries total. It was amazing to meet all of those people who are involved or thinking about being involved in standard making process. And I learned a lot about what's going on behind the scenes and how the standards are developed. So I had the opportunity to sit on a committee meeting. It was committee 61, and they are concerned with developing safety appliances like fridges and washing machines. And for an hour, they were debating for about a few lines in the standard related to safety. And I could see that both sides of the debate, they had their valid points and they needed to come to conclusion. And eventually, they all agreed on a very specific wording. However, now I kind of understand why it takes so long to develop a standard, because people coming in those technical committees, people are coming from different backgrounds and different perspective, and it all needs to be taken into account. And it took them, I would say, slightly over an hour to agree on this one paragraph, and eventually they got it perfect. They got it exactly as they wanted, but it makes me appreciate the time and effort that is being put into developing the standards.
Yes, was that something that you just hadn't anticipated, you know, when you realise all these people coming from around the world and basically having arguments or discussions over single words or sentences or clauses within the standard? How did that make you feel?
To be fair, at first I was a little bit surprised and taken aback, because I was thinking, oh, what's the point of you arguing over it's just one word? But then I actually listened to the discussion and I realised that, firstly, it matters, and it matters to them. So I realized that they all wanted to have the standards that is as good as possible, and they all had their view on how to go about it. And I didn't, and they were passionate enough about it to try to get their point across. So it made me admire them and their dedication to the standard.
So Nika, you've been a standards user for 5 years or so now, and obviously you're at the start of your standards making journey. I just wonder, you know, even though it's been early days, what's been the impact of becoming a standards maker on your career so far?
So as we've been discussing, I just got a new job, and even though me being a young professional, it didn't get me the job directly. However, I think it contributed quite positively to it, because it was a talking point during all of my interviews, and my new employer was quite interested into the possibility of maybe perhaps putting me into the rail related standard in the future.
Yes, on that, in terms of your employer, your new employer, do they have a seat round the standards making table, or will you be the first person to represent the organization?
I believe I will be the first person representing the organization, but I also think they will be very open to it, because when you enter the building, the first thing you see are like massive BSI certificates on the wall. So they are very familiar with the BSI and they work with them a lot. But I don't think they were aware that you could be a member of a committee, or I don't think they were really exploring those options before. So I definitely got them interested, and maybe once I will become more established, I will try to get some of my colleagues involved as well.
Now, I know it's been early days in your standards making journey, and you're about to get involved in all of the committee work, but maybe pick out a highlight for me. You know, do you have a proudest sort of standards making moment so far?
I actually do. So as a young professional, we've been working on a group project to create a proposal, and our proposal won, and it was the proposal on how to get more people into the standard development and how to encourage a young professional to stay in rank professionals from previous years to stay involved and stay within national committee structures or with international committee structures. And our proposal won, and I got a chance to present it in front of the General Assembly. So being there on the stage and talking to all of those important people, it felt amazing. And my proudest moment was when I got a follow-up email. Actually, it was earlier this week from the Young Professional Secretariat. They were very interested in our proposal, and they will follow it through.
So that's obviously the IEC General Assembly there. So you're taken out of the Young Professionals sort of workshop and then presenting to everybody else who's attending the huge event that took place in India. Just tell us about the project then. What was the proposal about? Give us the headlines.
Since 2010, when the Young Professional Program started, there were over 1,000 young professionals, and one third of them stayed involved within the IEC. That's No, that's quite good. However, we think we can make it better. And we think that once we are during this 1 week, one professional workshop, we are all very involved and driven and enthusiastic about the standards. But after that, we are all coming back to our homes, to our everyday jobs. And this enthusiasm slowly fades. So the idea was, how are we going to keep that spark going, not just only for a year, but for multiple years after you stop being a young professional? So the proposal was to create an special function. So as you know, we currently have young professional leaders who are working with young professional secretariats to develop their own projects. We propose creation of a new role, a young professional hero, and that would be a person responsible for keeping the engagement going, both in social media, but also in real life. And as well, we propose after six months of young professional program, we propose creating like an online event where we will all meet, but not just the students, not just the young professional from the current cohort, but all the young professionals from the previous years. And then this will be a place when we can talk about what we've done, what we've achieved, but also share our journeys in the standard making world. And also it will be a opportunity to look for the mentors. So, for example, the people who were young professionals in, let's say, 2016 and are already part of the committees, maybe a committee leaders, they can help mentors people like me who are just starting.
Well, you are already a hero then, Nika, aren't you, for making that proposal and for it winning there. And you're obviously on your own standards journey. So I just wonder what's next for you on your standards journey?
Next for me will be involving, I definitely want to be involved in a technical committee. So I already had a chat with a few technical committee managers. And from what we were talking about, we decided that for now, the best place for me to be involved in is the Protective Equipment Committee and trying to work on making the PPE more inclusive. So that's my next step, to become a technical committee member.
And what advice would you give to anyone else considering getting involved in standards?
I would say just do it and don't be intimidated, because the standard making world is huge, and there is pretty much a standard on anything you can think about. So there will be definitely a place for everyone in standard making world. So I would suggest them to reach out and have a chat with a BSI member, as I did, and I'm sure they will be directed into the project or a cause they are passionate about.
Now, like Nika, you too might want to be part of the standards community, sharing your expertise to shape standards for personal protective equipment. Or maybe you want to create smarter transport solutions or make a difference in the field of baby feeding products or maybe cybersecurity. It doesn't matter. Whatever your thing, get involved in standards. We welcome applicants from all fields, backgrounds, and career stages. Our goal is simple: to have a balance of perspectives around the table. So start that standards journey now. Details of how to do so are in the show notes. And the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show.
You have been listening to an episode of The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.